where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
You may notice higher than normal flaring at the Suncor Sarnia refinery this morning. The company says they are working to address a process issue in one of its units. Perimeter monitoring is being conducted as a precaution. The Spills Action Center has been notified. Sarnia police continue their investigation into a stabbing early Monday morning they say may be connected to a standoff 12 hours later. Police responded to a high-risk incident at a duplex between Trillium Park and the 402 off-ramp Monday afternoon. Officers arrested Christopher Paul Pevick at about 4 o'clock following a weapons investigation that spanned several hours. Meanwhile, Sarnia police are searching for 18-year-old Montana Joshua Gray in connection with a stabbing at the same address. It happened just after midnight Monday, and a 37-year-old man was taken to hospital with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. Details are posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Walpole Island First Nation continues its war on drugs. The First Nation is hosting community input meetings to gather feedback and develop an action plan. The first meeting is scheduled for tomorrow night at the Walpole Island Sports Complex, beginning at 5 o'clock. Another meeting is set for Wednesday, February 28th. A community update was posted last week on the council's Facebook page to remind residents of the current situation still in place, including the drug state of emergency that was issued in July 2021. Last week, Lambton OPP and Walpole Island Police arrested multiple people during several traffic stops as part of a joint effort. Dr. Keith Benn will represent the New Blue Party of Ontario in the upcoming Lambton-Kent-Middlesex by-election. The Wallaceburg native ran as the New Blue candidate for Sarnia-Lambton in the last general election. He's up against longtime Chatham-Kent Council member Steve Pinsonneau for the Conservatives, the Liberals' Kathy Burghardt-Jessen, who is currently the mayor of Lucan-Bidolph, and warden of Middlesex County and NDP candidate Catherine Shaler. And the City of Sarnia is reviewing its business licensing bylaw with a focus on where refreshment vehicles like food trucks can operate. City Clerk Amy Burkhart says the bylaw review is part of the Waterfront Master Plan to see if the existing regulations are still warranted.
These regulations include the requirement for distant separation of 300 feet from the entrance of an eating establishment which sells similar offerings, 600 feet from other licensed refreshment vehicles, and 20 feet from the entrance to any building or bus stops.
The city has launched a survey to hear what you think about refreshment vehicles and food trucks. The survey will be available on the Speak Up Sarnia website until March 7th. A link is posted at sarnianewstoday.ca. Mix of sun and cloud for today with a slight chance of showers this afternoon, a high of 9. Mainly cloudy with the chance of showers tonight, a low of plus 3. Mix of sun and cloud tomorrow, slight chance of showers, a high of 8. For Friday, mix of sun and cloud and windy with a high of plus 2.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.